The three stanzas. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, we on thy loving kindness dwell, the wonders of thy grace, and what follows. Psalter 134, the three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 12, the verses 21 through 42. and afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, Article 17. Exodus 12, the verses 21 through 42. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their netting troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot, that were men, beside children, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. And now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is the night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine, of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, Article 17. As the almighty operation of God, whereby he prolongs and supports this our natural life, does not exclude, but requires the use of means, by which God of his infinite mercy and goodness hath chosen to exert his influence, as so also the before mentioned supernatural operation of God, by which we are regenerated, in no wise excludes or subverts the use of the gospel, which the most wise God has ordained to be the seed of regeneration and food of the soul. Wherefore, as the apostles and teachers who succeeded them piously instructed the people concerning this grace of God to his glory and the abasement of all pride, and in the meantime, however, neglected not to keep them by the sacred precepts of the gospel, in the exercise of the word, sacraments, and discipline, as so even to this day, be it far from either instructors or instructed, to presume to tempt God in the church by separating what he of his good pleasure hath most intimately joined together. For grace is conferred by means of admonishments, and the more readily we perform our duty, the more eminent usually is this blessing of God working in us, and the more directly is his work advanced, to whom alone all the glory, both of means and of their saving fruit and efficacy, is forever due. Amen. Let us ask the Lord for a blessing. Merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, 'tis pleased thee to gather us together in this evening hour within the walls of thy house. And then we have been the recipients of many gifts from above. Then thou wast watched over us in the home, at school, at work, on the way. Then thou wast given us yet labors to perform, health and strength and courage. And then we do well toward the end of another day to ask thy pardon for the imperfect performance of all of our duties. They need to be cleansed in thy precious blood. And in this day, then thy church has seemed it fit to on this day in a special way remember the wonders of old, a word has pleased thee, thou hast used instruments, they were little instruments, they were weak instruments, but thou wast wrought wonderfully and powerfully by thy Holy Spirit, and that thy church was brought out of Egyptian bondage and brought to the glorious liberty of the gospel as it is in Jesus Christ. That was a work in the midst of thy church, was also a personal work in many a heart. For souls that were laboring in that house of bondage, troubled about their soul, burdened with their sins, exercised with thy attributes, and then when they were given to hear that there was a way outside of themselves, that nothing could be added, nothing need be added, and nothing shall be added, because the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. And Lord, then on such a day, then it behooves us and our children to remember what thou hast done in the days of old. Then we have to confess that we so much resembled that covenant people that have forgotten so much thy works. Then on such a day, then it behooves us to appreciate what thou hast done in the past and what thou hast kept for us in the present. Then it behooves us to be humbled under thy mercies and under thy goodness. But, our Lord, then for a right Reformation Day, then there should also be reformation amongst us and our children. Well, to grant that such a day as this, that it may turn into a prayer day, confessing our sins, our forgetfulness, our world conformity, our lukewarmness, our lack of zeal, the lack of sacrifice, ah, Lord, when we compare to those of the Reformation, what they have suffered, what they have sacrificed. Oh, then on such a day, may it be granted. We read in thy word of the priest Ezra, with an impression of the backsliding of his people, that he sat astonished till the evening sacrificed, that he was ashamed ashamed to lift up his eyes to heaven, and with a sincere confession of their sins and a prayer for mercy, O Lord, we stand in need of reformation, personally, family, church, and country. We humbly ask thee in this evening hour, ah, we have heard of wonderful things out of thy word, of a people that were delivered, ah, Lord. May that take place in this evening hour. Souls laboring in the house of bondage, busy making bricks to please thee, the beginning was so in Egypt, when they had received straw, then they were given to make the full number, but then there came a time that it became so different. Ah, Lord, for such ones, then it may be proclaimed that Passover Lamb who points to the dear Son of God, the Passover Lamb who was slain, the blood was applied, and thou was said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and that people were set free, Lord. May that take place in this evening hour, then it shall be an unforgettable Reformation service. Lord, when we consider our country, then for so many years, for so many centuries, then this country may be without persecution and no wars that have involved the whole country, but that spiritual warfare between thy kingdom and the kingdom of the devil that is becoming more intense and more severe. To that end, may we be more praying people. Lord, we commend thy church all over the earth unto thee, the established churches, persecuted church, mission work. Remember also the Jewish nation at war, also the country of Ukraine. Remember our poor nation that has departed so far from thee. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning, all the elderly, all the afflicted. Wilt thou be a physician for the sick, a comforter for those that stand in need of comfort, a helper for those in great need, a deliverer for those that are held captive, can be in so many different ways. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Open thy word, open our hearts, help the children to understand, fill with a holy jealousy with what thou hast done in the days of old. And it is written in thy word, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Grant a richer outpouring of thy Spirit upon us. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 222, the first five stanzas. And now to God, our strength and Savior, render praise and loudly sing. In our fathers, God rejoicing, all your noblest music bring. And what follows, Psalter 222, the first five stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Exodus 12 and there at verse 42. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel and their generations. Our text words speak of a night to be much observed, with four thoughts. In the first place, the bondage before this night. Secondly, the blood needed on this night. Thirdly, the deliverance granted in this night. And fourthly, the duties concerning this night. A night to be much observed. The bondage before this night, the blood needed on this night, the deliverance granted in this night, and the duties concerning this night. This first, the bondage before this night. Beloved congregation, we may come together in this evening hour for a Reformation service. We're in the year 1517, on October 31, Martin Luther has posted his 95 theses on the church door of Wittenberg with the consequences thereof. Then it was clear that it was the Lord's work and not the work of Martin Luther. He had absolutely no intention for those theses to be spread far and near. But with a burning heart, concern for souls and for his people, where they were being deceived, and then it was his intention, because the next day would be an All Saints Day, that they would be debated. It is clear that it was the Lord's time. We also have the forerunners of the Reformation, and then we think of John Wycliffe, who was born in the year 1324 and died in 1384. Where with the Lord's help, he was given to translate the Bible into the English language. We have John Huss of Bohemia, who was born in 1373 and who was burned in the year 1418. Then Martin Luther was born on November 10 of 1483, and Ulrich Zwingli was a New Year's baby on January 1, 1484. William Tyndale, the Bible translator, much of our King James Version is of his translation, not exactly known, but the thought is born around 1494. Thus then we see that it has pleased the Lord in his goodness and in his mercy to raise up different men for the work of the Reformation. John Calvin, we may call him a second generation reformer because he was born on July 10th of 1509, thus approximately 25 years later. And when we think of Martin Luther in 1521, when he has appeared before the Diet of Worms, already on New Year's Day in 1519, then Zwingli was preaching in the city of Zurich in the church the Gospels of Free and Sovereign Grace. Thus then it is clear it was the Lord's time. Of course, before, not so easy to distribute the scriptures, but when in the providence of the Lord Johannes Gutenberg in the year 1454 has invented or perfected the printing press, then it was much simpler and quicker to spread the word of God. Oh, Martin Luther, he has suffered much, much strife. Humanly speaking, all it is true. Martin Luther has also spoken much of the flesh and of that old man and of the pride. But we would say for Martin Luther, he had not so much time to become proud, because there were so many enemies, the Roman Catholic Church, and also many of his friends. They could not always agree with Martin Luther. Some thought he was going too fast. We can understand a little how it was when we think of the time of COVID, what a different thoughts there were in the minds of people. And Martin Luther has spoken much of that strife with the devil. Oh, Martin Luther, it is true, the Lord grants special gifts for special tasks, but Martin Luther was also subject to depression. And now our text words speak of a night to be much observed. And in the context that concerned the children of Israel dwelling in the land of Egypt, a different Pharaoh, which knew not Joseph, was fearful that Israel would become too strong. And to that end, he has set taskmasters over them that they may build those treasure cities. They were afflicted. Oh, there has even come a time that the little boys were thrown into the river. What a night of bondage it was. But then it is specifically mentioned that the children of Israel and Egypt, that they have cried, that they have sighed, that they have groaned, and that the Lord, oh, we read in Exodus 3 verse 7, that the Lord has said, I know thy sorrows. What a comfort for that people. And the Lord has remembered his covenant. Oh, what a nights there were in that land of Egypt. Oh, parents, think of it. When a father would return home under the taskmasters, maybe whipped, his dear wife has tried to clean the wounds. Those nights when a father would come home and meet his weeping wife, where their newborn boy had been torn from his mother's breast and been cast into the Nile. Thus what a time it was for the children of Israel in that house of bondage. They were required to make bricks. Oh, what a beautiful picture of the work of the Lord. When the Lord begins that good work, and then he grants that love, that zeal, oh, walking in the ways of the Lord to make those bricks, to satisfy the Lord. But when the Lord now withholds himself, and the same number of bricks is still required, and then such a soul experiences that Moses, that representing the law, not to confuse, because Moses, he was from that people that was under bondage, but that the law is a hard taskmaster. Oh, there were also those nights, it was a house of bondage, but that they have experienced, and that is the experience of the church, that under that bondage, that there are those nights that they may sing the praises of the Lord. Or what do you think, congregation, when Jochebed, the mother of Moses, has received orders to nurse her little boy with the wages paid, when the Lord has given unto that young Miriam the proper words to speak at the proper time, do you not think there was singing and rejoicing in that dwelling? Oh, when they have experienced tokens of the Lord's favor, when they have remembered the promise which the Lord has given to their father Abram, there were times of rejoicing, but still in the house of bondage. Are there a few souls in the house of bondage in this evening? Soul's bondage. Laboring under the law. Laboring under Pharaoh. He is a type of the devil. All reformation that declares the gospel of Jesus Christ, one-sided work of free and sovereign grace, all before the Reformation, was such a time of bondage. In church, they were in Latin, the services, and the normal people could not understand Latin. The Bible withheld, a forbidden book. Only portions of the New Testament were read. And then it was proclaimed to that people. Oh, they had to confess to the priest their sins, and that he could forgive them. They spoke of Jesus Christ, of course. And then how troubled that people could be. Because if they forgot to confess a few of their sins, they were not forgiven. Oh, concerning purgatory, their loved ones in purgatory fire. And the church said they needed to pay money, the way of masses. But if they asked priests, how much do I have to pay before my dear one can be delivered? They could not tell. All what was told, spoken of Jesus Christ, but he was not preached as that perfect Savior. Also, something needed to be added by man, by their works. Thus for the church, except if you were a special saint, then you could not be assured of your salvation. In the Roman Catholic Church, there was a remnant. There was a laboring people that were burdened with their sins. They have groaned. They have cried. But the gospel was so veiled. The pure gospel as it is in the Word of God was not proclaimed to that poor and needy people. Oh, how they were troubled. How they have begged the Lord that the light may shine in the darkness. How they have begged the Lord that the Word of God may be purely proclaimed. The night the bondage before that special night. Then Luther also had special nights that were unforgettable for him. And all those nights, they worked together for good. Because Luther had a special task to do in the midst of the church. And in the time of Luther, boys and girls, then most children could not go to school when Luther was born. His parents were very poor. But very soon they have moved and they became a little richer. And then Martin Luther was allowed to go to school when he was 7. And when he was 14, then there was a very special night for him where he was given to see that the Lord cared for him. Because when he was in Eschnick and studying, then they had to beg for food and sleep on an attic. As boys and girls, when you do your homework, you know you're not supposed to complain. But then think of Martin Luther. Oh, if Martin Luther had a table, a light, a warm home, a pillow, a soft bed, how delighted he would have been. As you can understand, on a cold attic in the dark, then you could not do your homework. And history tells us that there was a little time of vacation and his friends went home, but Martin Luther remained. The Lord has given him a bright mind. And then he went begging for food, and whether different histories, but that he broke down. And then there was a Conrad and Ursula Cotta. Oh, they have seen Martin in church. That he listened attentively. And he had a good voice to sing. And then they have taken Martin Luther into their home for 3 years. And Martin Luther was given to reflect on those 3 years with delight and with joy in a certain sense. Outwardly, the best 3 years in his life, and to that end, he could study much better. Hope students, 14, 15, 16, that it may also be a good time for you There were other nights that were unforgettable for Martin Luther when he was 20 studying in the University of Erfurt. Then he became very, very sick. Thought he had to die. Oh, Martin Luther. With his friends, he seemed to be quite a cheerful young man. But oh, that unrest exercised with the greatness and the justice of God. He needed to be saved. And when he was 20, then he became deadly sick. His friends expected that he would soon die. But then we read in history that an old priest, because in the church, Lord had a remnant that greatly feared the Lord. And that old priest came to visit Martin Luther. And he says, "My son, you shall not die, because you shall be called upon to comfort many." That was for Martin Luther. Oh, just before that, in the library, he had found a Bible. And he started reading the Old Testament, opened it at Samuel. That impressed him. And then he believed that the Lord was speaking to him, as he had done to a little Samuel. Oh, in the monastery, cannot tell everything. Fathers and mothers, winter is upon us. Then it's also good to read together the church history, what our fathers have all suffered and sacrificed for the truth, that we may have. But now in that monastery, oh, Luther thought, if I now go in a monastery and separated more from the world, and with that thunderstorm he has made that vow. Friends tried to talk him out of it. But oh, in that monastery, studied. But his main concern was, because he was in that house of bondage, burdened with a sin, sometime he trembled when he thought of God, how holy, how just, and how righteous. Oh, Martin Luther, busy making bricks to satisfy the justice of God. 'Tis been said, if anyone could have been saved by his works, it would have been Martin Luther. And with everything he did, and what he did not, the burden only became greater. Are there souls that understand it? It even affected his health. And there was an inspector, Van Stoppitz. He took interest in that young Luther. And Martin Luther was given to unburden his heart a little bit. And then Van Stoppitz was given to point to the Lord Jesus Christ for the pardoning of sins. How pure the gospel message was. Not clear, nevertheless, pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ when he returned. Had not become better, only worse. And then he says, "Martin, the Lord is preparing you for a great and weighty task in the midst of the church. The Lord shall use you to instruct many. Thus, the bondage before his night. Secondly, the blood on this night. The Lord has given instruction that a lamb without blemish had to be taken for a family set apart 4 days. And on the 14th day, that lamb had to be slain. The blood had to be gathered and with hyssop, the blood applied to the door, to side post and to the top. And then we read specifically that it is said in verse 26 of this chapter, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That has been done after they have experienced many wonders. They have received courage and hope when they were given to see how wonderfully the Lord wrought plagues. And then there came a time that the plagues were only upon the land of Egypt, and Goshen was exempted. Thus they have experienced wonderful things. But still in the house of bondage, maybe a few souls that understand it, with those wonders and with those tokens of the Lord's favor, they were still in the house of bondage. But now the Lord has wrought wonderfully. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. So what the Reformation was about the blood. And Martin Luther has written 95 theses. And those theses is concerned many matters in the church, but especially the salvation of the church. How the child of God may be saved. Because that has been experienced by Martin Luther in the year 1513. Then he went up into a tower with the burden of his guilt, as guilty as ever before with everything he has experienced. And then he has opened the scriptures. Romans 1 verse 17. For there is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And then the Holy Spirit has directed Martin Luther to another righteousness. And that is the merited righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is that perfect righteousness. That is that soul-saving righteousness. That is a God-glorifying righteousness, where the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Then Martin Luther was given to experience experientially, free in sovereign grace, the perfect sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. The burden of sin was off his shoulders. He was given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. Oh, then you can think how that is hard won out to other burdened souls. that were in that house of bondage, that were laboring like he has. Oh, then it was his vehement desire that it may be declared that it is without money and without price, and that it is possible for the chiefest of sinners. And then with that indulgent traffic, then Martin Luther, oh, then he had a desire that the truth of God's word, that it may be debated based upon the scriptures in the University of Wittenberg, and so that it may be spread far and wide. Thus, Passover evening went about the blood of the Passover lamb. And in the time of the Reformation, concerned justification, the acquittal of guilt through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our third thought, the deliverance granted in this night. Let us first sing. 373, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 10. Oh, praise ye the name of Jehovah, proclaim ye his glory abroad. Oh, praise him, ye servants appointed to stand in the house of our God. 373, 1, 2, 5, and 10. a night to be much observed. The bondage before this night, the blood needed on this night, and now thirdly, the deliverance granted on this night. The destroying angel has went through the land of Egypt. We would think that there would be many among the Egyptians that did not sleep so well anymore with everything they have experienced, with all the destruction. How was it with you, congregation? When it is not right between God and our souls, can we always sleep well? Or are there times that we are given to pray, to beg, maybe even sometime afraid to go to sleep? If we do not wake up, what it must have been for the Egyptians at midnight. Undoubtedly, for the Egyptians, there were mothers that were feeding their little children. And then at midnight, suddenly, their little child limp and dead. How they must have cried. But it is possible, firstborn child, that the husband was also a firstborn. And so the cry has went out through the land of Egypt. And then Pharaoh has ordered their people to leave. He has yet asked, even with that hardened heart, it said to Moses in verse 32, "And bless me also." We read of the selfsame day that the Lord has fulfilled this promise concerning that people, Psalm 68, verse 13, "Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold." And we read of that people, oh, what an encouragement for seeking souls who love the Lord in sincerity, with that burden upon their back, laboring in that house of bondage. Can be that there are times that they have fears that they shall never be delivered, that they shall perish in their misery. But oh, in this history, what an encouragement. Because we read in Exodus 10, verse 26, "Our cattle also shall go with us," and those truth seekers, they do not become angry when you compare them to cattle. Can be times that they are jealous, because the cattle have not sinned, but then it is specifically written, not one hoof shall be left behind. What an encouragement for those true seekers. in that house of bondage that have a thousand fears and worries, many questions, many riddles, many perplexities, who often examine whether that faith is a mustard seed, whether it is true faith indeed. And then was also explained in the time of the Reformation. We read that a mixed multitude went out of the land of Egypt. It's that old man that remains. That warfare shall continue to the end. And we also read that they took many jewels with them, they were given, and that is the experience of the true church of God, that in the way of uncovering trials and afflictions, that oftentimes they may take with them the jewels, the benefits, which Christ has merited for his church. Oh, it is true. Also jewels they may receive under the goodness of the Lord, but many times special jewels from the land of affliction. Thus the deliverance granted on this night. Then Martin Luther could also speak of many different nights. Oh, in a certain sense, on October 31, 1517, that was a beginning of the deliverance for many in the church concerning the truth, sola scriptura. But also thereafter, then Martin Luther could tell of many special nights of deliverance that the Lord has watched over him. In 1518, he was asked to come to Rome, that he has not done. And then he is met at a conference, a meeting in Augsburg. And there, a delegate of the Pope, Cardinal Cajetan, they were given to debate, but it was clear that Martin Luther was a man, a scribe of the scriptures. And for Martin Luther it must be found in the scriptures. And then it was secretly planned that Martin Luther would be arrested and put to death. But he was notified, and in that night, friends have opened the city, and he was given to escape. Oh, Martin Luther had a night that would never be erased out of his memory. And that was in April of 1521. In April 16, he has arrived in Worms. And in the afternoon of the 17th, then he has appeared at 4 o'clock before that great assembly to give an account of his writings. And then the titles were read upon the advice of one of his friends. And then he was asked whether he would take it back, and he is asked for a night. The following morning, he would give an answer. Oh, then history tells us that it was a night of wrestling, praying, exercised with God's kingdom and with God's glory, begging that the Lord, in front of the great ones of the earth, that he would be given to stand fast, and that he would be given to speak according to the scriptures. Oh, another night of special deliverance. He has left Worms April 26. And then in the evening of May 4, he was kidnapped by friends and taken to the castle Wartburg, where he may receive a little rest. Also, he has spoken of the attacks of the devil. Sometime it seemed that he stood alone, but he was given to translate the New Testament into German. Then we could speak of another special night that was a cloister where young girls were kept when they have ignorantly have made vows to separate themselves from society, help the poor. But the works of Martin Luther have also come into those places. And then there were 12 young women that have written to their parents asking whether they could be delivered and escape. But if anyone would help them, they would be subject to heavy penalties. But finally, Martin Luther, a merchantman by the name of Leonard Kopp, many times he went to that place with fish barrels full of herring. And then it was arranged just before Easter during the night, was also a night of deliverance, that on that wagon would think not in the fish barrels, in between the fish barrels. And then they were given to escape, and one of them, Catherine of Vanbora, became a loving helpmeet for Martin Luther, where they were happily married for 21 years. We read in our text, "It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations." It's our forethought. The duties concerning this night. So that means we are not finished in this evening congregation. But our text speaks of special duties. Our text speaks a night to be much observed. And then later to observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Thus concerning Reformation. Then in the first place to know, to read, to study. Usually history repeats itself. The errors in the early church, they keep reappearing. Thus to know, to study. Many different reformers, how with the Lord's help, they were given to proclaim and to stand for those precious doctrines. And then it speaks of all the children of Israel in their generations. As fathers and mothers, then you have a special duty also concerning the history of the church. And then we read in our text words, "It is to be much observed unto the Lord." And we also read later in the text, that night of the Lord. We read in Romans 11 verse 36, "Of him, through him to be, and to him to be all things, to be him glory forever." Thus, what does that now all include? To be much observed. We have mentioned to know, to remember, to be thankful, to appreciate, than we hear it on Reformation Day. Then we need the work of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, He is the author of true thankfulness, virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Then in the next place, then the heritage, the truth, those five solos that have been handed down, it is our duty and our responsibility to safeguard those truths. Each generation is a link in the chain. When we consider the churches that have come forth from the Reformation, how many have wandered from the doctrines of free and sovereign grace, not to speak of further going astray, nothing but a social gathering. Thus, what a responsibility we and our children have to guard that heritage. Then in the next place, then we need to examine how it is with the church, personal, family, church, and country. Because there needs to be a continual reformation. When a church is not reforming, then we are backsliding. Martin Luther has even written that in his first thesis. I shall read it to you. Thesis number one. Since our Lord and Master Jesus Christ tells us to repent, He demands that the entire life of His believers here upon earth shall be a constant and continual repentance. When there is no reformation and no repentance, then there is backsliding. Perhaps we can compare this world to a treadmill. And if we stand still on a running treadmill, what happens, boys and girls? Then you shall go off the back, even if we stand still. And this church is like such a treadmill. Many forces at work to draw the church from the right path to that end. A continual reformation. Do we realize that need? What do we sometimes think when we read of the reformers? Oh, they had their faults too. They were not perfect men. They struggled with that old man, with infirmities and temptations. But when you read of the love, the zeal, the warmth, the need of never dying souls, what they were willing to sacrifice, how strong they weren't able to stand. Ah, then must we not say that we are a little reed so easily shaken in the wind? And to that end, a Reformation Day needs to be a day of prayer. Lord, Thou hast done such wonderful works in the days of old, where Thou hast brought not only many souls out of the house of bondage to the liberty of the children of God, but where the light has shone so brightly, where the blood of the martyrs has been the seed of the church, Lord, wilt thou do the same for us and our children? Oh, then how fitting the prayer of Psalm 80, verse 19. Cause thy face to shine upon us, we shall be saved. Turn us, and we shall be turned. Then how fitting what we read. And we shall close with that confession which Ezra has made in a time of reformation, where he has come to the evening sacrifice. We find that confession, part of it, in Ezra 9, the verses 8, 9, and 10. And now for a little space, grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a kneel in his holy place. Ah, that is Christ. That our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And then, and now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments. Amen. Let us close. O Lord, we have heard of thy wonderful works out of the scriptures, of people that was laboring in the house of bondage, that they were set free through the blood, and not one hoof was left behind. May it be for instruction, and may it be for encouragement. We have also tried to mention a few things, a few matters, out of the time of the Reformation, where thou was wrought so wonderfully, where the light was given to shine in the darkness, and where so many souls were saved. Lord, we are still privileged that we may still have those truths. 'Tis so needful that we may be given to experience those truths in our heart, that they may set us free. And then we shall love those truths, a desire to walk in those truths, and willing to sacrifice for the truths. O Lord, cause thy face to shine upon us, and we shall be safe. Turn us, and we shall be turned. Bless thy word to that end in the family circles, in the church, and in our Christian school. Bring us safely to our homes. Graciously care for us in this week. Do remember the mother who was scheduled for surgery. Wilt thou bless, and wilt thou sanctify, grant unto the parents, O hope to present their little children for the sacrament of holy baptism, a week of preparation, a place at thy footstool, Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 221 to 3 stanzas. A great shepherd who leadest thy people in love. Mid cherubim dwelling shine thou from above. And what follows Psalter 221 to 3 stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord. and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.